I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. Thank you so much for listening. We love having the opportunity to be with you every Sunday morning and introduce you to so many of our awesome business members and resources and people in the community that can help you be successful in achieving your goals and dreams, whatever they might be. We have almost 60 business members now who are a part of I've Decided. That is so awesome. And you can find them all on our website at ivedecided.org. If you click on the resource page, you can go visit and see who is a part of this awesome movement. All the businesses who we like to deem as community-wide difference makers that help you achieve success. It is really awesome. I want to give a big shout out to Junction City. We love Junction City as well. They are our presenting sponsor, and we are so thankful for their support. But as I said, we have almost 60 business members who are a part of this community-wide movement and here to help you achieve success. Our registration is open for the conference. I can't believe we're about to have our fourth annual motivational conference on January 20th. If you have not got your tickets for that and checked out that event, while you're looking at the resources at ivedecided.org, you want to be sure to get your tickets as well. Early registration goes through November the 30th. Well, we are changing seasons here. And so when we start thinking changing seasons, sometimes we think cleaning out our house, getting healthy, maybe going more green, and all those things start to happen. For me, fall is that time of change where I'm like, man, what do I want to do different? What are some things that I want to do? And cleaning out my home and opening up the windows and letting the fresh air in. And so I have my friend and guest here, Joyce Day. Hey, Joyce.
Hello. Good morning.
And Joyce is the founder of Grow Your Green Family, and you're also an expert in essential oils.
Yes, I've been using them now for quite a few years, and I work out in the community to help people incorporate them into their homes to achieve their health goals.
I love them. I know I'm a huge fan of essential oils. I actually love to steam. What is it that you do?
Diffuse.
Yes, I always say steam, but I know that's not the right word. So you diffuse. I diffuse the essential oils and use them to for freshener in my home. I love the peppermint, and I've been using cinnamon because it's fall, and just the smell of cinnamon and that pumpkin spice is awesome. But you can use essential oils for so many things. And I know a lot of times our listeners, people that I know, we have essential oils and maybe we don't know what everything that we can do with them. So I am happy to have you here today with me to help enlighten us on some ways that we can use those essential oils to help live cleaner lives. And because you can clean with them and all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of people today, I mean, many people have heard the buzz. There's definitely over the past few years, been a huge increase in the number of families incorporating oils into their homes. And now on a pretty regular basis, you'll run into women especially, but also some dads out there too, that just love oils and they're using them for a lot of different things. So the first thing I like to touch on is, why are people using oils? Because most of us in the past, I know for myself, had really thought about essential oils for sort of that alternative lifestyle, maybe sort of a crunchy or a hippie style, more natural sort of person. And that's really changing. Essential oils have really moved into the mainstream. There are a lot of medical doctors, nurses, all different people from all different walks of life are using oils for a lot of different reasons. Sometimes it's because people are dealing with a lot of annoying health issues in our homes. And in the past, we've used a lot of different products to try to cope with that. But essential oils are actually very versatile an affordable and highly effective way to deal with those annoying health issues that pop up at home. Some people are turning to oils because, you know, there's a lot of concern out there that maybe some of the synthetic products that we've been using really aren't serving us well, and that some of these chronic health issues that are popping up are because we're exposing ourselves to so many different synthetic products and synthetic chemicals over time. And so a lot of families are wising up to that and deciding they want to go more natural, but we also want things to work. And essential oils, there's a lot of natural products out there, but there's nothing more frustrating than switching to something that's natural and it doesn't really work the way that you're used to your product working. And so essential oil-based natural products tend to be more effective, families like that too. And then a lot of people are just using them for their daily comfort. I mean, oils to help you feel more alert in the morning, oils to help you sleep better at night, oils to help when you hurt yourself or cut yourself or, you know, do those little things that pop up that, you know, we just need something at home to make ourselves feel more comfortable as we're moving through our day. So that's some of the reasons why essential oils have become so popular. I personally think also that in the past, there weren't a lot of high quality oils available to the general public, and there also were not people there to teach them how to use oils. And that's really changed a lot too. There's, you know, the company that I work with, there's a lot of people out there like me now that teach people, not only can we get you some oils and help you get high quality oils that are very effective, but we can also show you what to do with them at home too. So that's really a big part of the big explosion of essential oil stuff going on.
Right, because I've been to some of your classes, mm-hmm. and you are well educated in oils, and you even do some certifications that people can utilize in their business, especially like massage therapist, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And depending on what field you're in, if you're in some type of a therapy or a medical field where you can actually use what I would call holistic
mm-hmm.
Wellness,
yep.
you could use these essential oils and you educate people to help them know. So that's what we love a lot about having you as a resource with I've Decided, Joyce, knowing that when someone clicks on your resource link on our I've Decided page that you can educate them and you really have that experience. Because let's just talk a little bit about your background, because you're kind of a science girl just by nature, right? So I can totally see why essential you're so into the essential oils, because explain what you did for a living full time before working with Grow Your Green Family full time.
Well, my background, I'm actually a geologist, and I'm technically a hydrogeologist. I specialize in the movement of groundwater flow, particularly in the area of groundwater contamination and things like that. So I have my education and then my career after college was working on, you know, groundwater chemistry and a lot of environmental studies and things like that, sustainability and whatnot. So I was already pretty interested in natural stuff prior to finding oils it's been about 4 years ago now. I just didn't know about oils. I was using a lot of different natural things, but I hadn't realized how versatile, how useful the oils were. So here I was, a trained professional in the environmental industry and wanted to do more natural stuff for my family, was struggling through that, and then someone introduced me to the essential oils and how they were just a perfect fit. I mean, using natural stuff sometimes too, it doesn't always smell good. I mean, I used a lot of baking soda and vinegar and made some different things, but they didn't always smell that great and they weren't always super effective.
Well, I tell you what, you smell great.
Yeah.
I know the listeners, you cannot smell her, unfortunately, right now for you, because I'm here with her, Joyce, and you smell awesome. I smell peppermint, mm-hmm. and I don't know if it's like, I feel like I'm getting more energetic and feeling better just smelling whatever it is that you have on. So sure. Explain, you always smell like essential oils. You smell, every time I see you, I'm like, oh my gosh, you smell so good. So what are the different oils that you wear to help you with those day-to-day stresses and stuff like that?
Sure. Well, I always start my day off with peppermint, and that is one of the oils that you're smelling, obviously. It's a great energy oil. It just helps to wake you up. It helps with some mental clarity and focus. And so first thing in the morning, I'll use it just to get my head clear and, you know, start with doing my prayer and meditation time or going out for a walk or whatever I need to do to get myself kind of up and moving. Peppermint helps me with that. You're also smelling a little bit of wintergreen in there. So I've got some You know, sitting at the computer all day, I think most of us, we tend to, I know I tend to hunch my shoulders a little bit. And as you're sitting at the computer or driving in the car all day, you just start to build up some of that tension in your neck and your shoulders. I know I do. And so I put a couple oils on this maybe a couple hours ago where I was starting to feel that stiffness in my shoulders. And I just took a couple drops of wintergreen, and I think I used a little bit of marjoram. Maybe it helps to soothe and relax your muscles. So I put one drop of each of those in my hands, a little bit of a coconut oil, and massage that in my neck and shoulders. It felt great, and yeah, it definitely smells really good too. So that's just a quick example. Some other oils I've used, I do use oils daily to support my immune system. You know, we had talked prior to jumping on the radio here, we had talked about that we're in full swing for back to school, and the holidays are coming up. There's a lot of social functions, and immune support is a big deal. I mean, most of us can't afford to miss work or have our kids miss school. This is a huge area, a huge advantage of using oils in your home that we can build and support our immune systems, you know, by diffusing oils to purify our air and help keep our families healthy at home, by rolling them on the bottom of our feet on a daily basis before we go out into the world, you know, putting oils on the bottom of the feet of our kids diluted and before they go to school, just to help protect their health and build and strengthen their immune system so they're not as vulnerable to all the different bugs that are floating around at school.
Are there some oils that are known to help with immune system?
Absolutely. We have a blend called On Guard. It's our protective blend. It smells amazing. It smells like Christmas time. It's cinnamon and clove and wild orange.
Yes, mm-hmm. And I have that.
Yes.
And so I said I was diffusing the cinnamon, mm-hmm. but I think I'll start diffusing the On Guard because you can actually diffuse that in your home and that helps. You're breathing that in, so.
Yeah, it purifies your air, so it doesn't just benefit you, it benefits everybody in your home. And if you do have somebody that's feeling under the weather, it helps to, you know, they're coughing or sneezing or doing whatever. This oil, when you diffuse it, actually helps to purify your air and will protect the rest of your family, boost their immune system so that hopefully no one else in the family comes down with it. Because we all catch something here and there, but that's the worst when one family member gets sick and then the next family member and then the next family member. And so this is a way you can kind of short circuit that domino effect and protect your family's health by diffusing not just On Guard, lemon essential oil smells amazing. And
yes,
that's a great option. Wild orange. There's quite a few different ones you can diffuse to help with your health.
And like then you can actually even the On Guard you can get in capsules mm-hmm. and take those. If you start to feel yourself getting a little bit sick, you can consume some of those. And that
yes.
helps, I think, with your immunity. It's kind of like the theory behind the stuff you drink.
Yeah.
Right, like mm-hmm. the immune builder that you drink, but it's not necessarily all natural, or this is an all natural option.
Yes, although I do want to mention for those of you that have oils at home, and depending on it, you definitely don't want to just take any essential oil internally. So I'm just going to throw that in there.
Yeah, good point. Don't start consuming them all. Just the On Guard, and you can
just read the bottles and make sure that the bottle says that it's safe for internal use. And of course, we always use them in very small amounts, just one drop in a glass of water and drink it down to boost your immune system. But you know, that's one of the benefits of the education piece. And that's really the area that that I shine in. And so do several people on my team, those of us that do lead and teach classes. So I would encourage you to join if you're new to oils, or if you've got some oils at home, you're not sure what to do with them, or you've been thinking about it and you want to check it out. I would encourage you to, there's two ways that people can learn more. I offer oils overviews, and that's a 30-minute session where we either talk on the phone or sit down in person. And I'm just going to listen to people talk about their health goals, what sorts of things they're hoping to use the oils for, and then I'll talk about the most popular oils and how they would fit into your life. It's a nice way to sort of get a personalized approach to it, find out if it's something you want to explore or not. And so that's one option. And then the other option is we do intro classes, and that's a chance for you to come and hear a little bit more about the oils. We're going to pass them around. You get to smell them. We often do what we call a make and take intro classes, and that's a chance for you to come and make a roller bottle just to get a feel for it. You're going to do it yourself. We won't do it for you. And they're usually themed classes, so you get to pick what recipe you want to make, which is often pretty fun and exciting. And then we teach you, 45 minutes of basic info about oils and give you the option to get a starter package if you want to, and if not, no worries. But usually our classes last about an hour, hour and 15 minutes, and it's just a great opportunity to have some fun, have some laughs, get to know us, and see if these oils are a good fit for you. I also teach classes in people's homes. So with the themed make and take classes that I do, they're really fun. We've got ladies' night. We've got surviving the work week. We've got it's all about the fellas. We've got real moms. These are different themed intro make and take classes. So I've actually had a lot of fun the last couple of months with getting women together, and they pick what they want to learn about, and then we kind of dive in with some really fun recipes, and everybody gets to take something home with them. So if either of these avenues sound good to you, then you're welcome to come to the Grow Your Green Family Facebook page. And that's where you can reach me. Just message me directly on there and say, hey, I want to learn more about oils, and I'll help you out.
And that's what I love is that you educate. You know, it's great to have all of these holistic options, and it's great to know that they're available, but if you have them all, you've got all these oils lined up in front of you, and you're like, okay, so what do I do with each one of these? And there's a lot of information out there that you can find online. But like for me, I'm not the person that's going to go and read a manual. I'm not going to get online and read and scroll and try to find all the information about certain oils. It just takes too much time.
Yeah,
I'm way more apt to just say, okay, you know what? I want to go and participate in this little 1 hour workshop that's going to give me a whole overview of the oils that I have and what I can use them for. I love that you do that.
Yeah, well, we've really found, I mean, I've been doing this now for quite a few years, and we've really found everybody learns differently. So we offer, you know, email for people if the people like to watch videos through email. We offer an oils camp, which is a 2-week kind of guided tour to your starter package through Facebook. And it's fun. It's easy. You know, you can go at your own speed. We have live continuing education. I sit down with everybody that I help get started with oils just to give them some recipes and some ideas, some little packets on what can I do with these oils once I get them home. Because that's really the thing. Most people are interested in checking them out. It's just sort of what do I do with them when I get home? And that, like you said, that's really where we shine, is that we can not only help you to get oils, but help you to really jump in. And we found that if we just do that little bit of support with people, help them open the bottles, make a couple roller bottles, you know, give them some recipes, I'll check in with them a few weeks later and they are off and running and having a good time. So that's really the key, is getting that education. Don't, you know, not just buying a bottle of oil, but actually learning what do I do with it.
Yeah, I actually use the oils on my face too. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing that. I've seen great results. I love frankincense.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorites. And so I've really seen good results from doing that. So you can even all the way to skincare. There's just so much that you can do with the essential oils. Okay, so from today, October 22nd, going forward, do you have any classes that people could get signed up for? What do you got going to the end of this month or into November? Anything scheduled, or you're looking into just booking something? Or
absolutely, yeah, we do. I do actually have quite a few events set up. So again, if you go to the Grow Your Green Family Facebook page, click on events. I think I have 5 or 6 events set up currently, especially in the next week or two, because we're heading into the holidays. The oils are a great gift to give during the holiday times. You can get a little kit of oils and make a countless numbers of roller bottles to give away and package them in cute little gauze bags. I've seen some women do some really fun stuff at the holidays. And so we have a class on Thursday night. It's for folks that already have oils. It's called Holiday Gift Giving, and we're just going to demonstrate how to make a few things, give them some ideas for holiday gift giving with oils. Saturday, we're teaching an intro class. It's an intro make and take class at Schnucks on University in Peoria in the community room. So folks will be able to come. Everybody that attends gets to make a roller bottle, and we'll give away a door prize and just kind of teach everybody the basics. So that's another option. I do have classes in Bloomington too for the Bloomington folks, and they're all listed there. I don't want to misquote the dates and times, so I'll ask you to go to the Facebook event and check out the events there. But yeah, lots of opportunities to learn about oils.
And there's a, you know, we don't want to miss the opportunity that certainly you can use the oils and be an oil user, but there's opportunity for business here too. There's a business opportunity if someone's really been using, if you've been using oils or you were seriously interested in getting involved in oils, there's a business opportunity where, I mean, you've obviously replaced your full-time job.
Yeah.
Doing this, which I find just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, but we're kind of different in the sense that we actually do have a wholesale membership that you cannot earn money with. And that's the way I'd say probably 90-95% of people who use oils are not in it to earn any kind of income. They're just users. So I always like to tell people that. Don't worry, we're not going to try to talk you into doing anything if you come and learn about oils. Most people are just users, and that's totally fine. But there is a business opportunity for folks that really love natural living, and we love essential oils, and we love helping people, and we can't help ourselves. We're out there talking to people. We'd be talking to people anyway, whether we made money with it or not. And so it's an opportunity for us to build a business for ourselves and create that income that comes along with owning your own business. So everybody, owning your own business isn't for everybody, but for those of us that are, you know, your independence, and we work hard and we're willing to get out there and we want to do our own thing, and we don't necessarily want to plug into that 9-to-5 routine or having to go punch a time card. Having your own business is an amazing opportunity for people that want to live that lifestyle. And so there is a business opportunity here that allows us to create a long-term residual income and be able to live a different lifestyle. And that's what I was looking for. I wanted an opportunity to be able to not work so much so that I could be home with my daughter more and have a more flexible schedule. And that's what this has given me. So I'm blessed for it, but also it allows me to really get out there. I was already doing environmental things and hoping to make the world a better place and more healthy in my former career. But now I do it by sharing oils, and I get to see the impact that they can have on people's day-to-day lives. And I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't go back. This has been just a brilliant opportunity, not just because I get to build a business, but also because I feel like I'm out in people's homes and helping to, I'm building a team of people who help others to transform their lives, whether it's for their health or for their homes or for their finances. We're able to have an impact on people, and that's what I love about it.
Oh, that's so awesome. I love that. And just also emphasize that there are different levels too. You can even if you love the oils and you're telling people about the oils anyway, as you said, that's me. Mm-hmm. I talk about the oils because I love them and I know that I need to learn how to use them better. And I want to do that. That's one of my goals, because I have the oils. I would be considered an oil user. But just sharing that love and passion to someone else, you can at least earn your oils for free. Mm-hmm. You know, you get little bonuses or you earn points that you can apply and buy free oils. I know I've been able to do that, mm-hmm. that you accumulate a certain amount of points. And so I'm not sure if they call it points, but yeah. You accumulate money or a dollar amount of money that can conform to money, mm-hmm. and then you get free products.
Sure. Yeah, the people do it all different ways. There's women and people out there that occasionally host a class and just use that as an opportunity to get some extra free stuff, or you know, get something that's a little more expensive that maybe they don't want to pay for out of pocket, but they want to earn it by hosting a class. And then there's folks that, you know, maybe they just need a couple $100 a month and they're not wanting to replace or quit their job. They just need need some expendable income, especially this time of year with the holidays coming. So there's a lot of people that are doing that sort of thing. And then there's people like me that, you know, we go gangbusters and we really believe in what we're doing, and we make a career out of it, and it changes our lives and the lives of people around us. So yeah, there's definitely opportunities for all different sorts of folks.
I actually love your idea for making the gifts. Like, you know, if you have some oils, I would encourage you to contact Joyce and think about maybe having a fun girls' night or just an in-home party where you get together and make some Christmas presents. Because I am always trying to figure out what to get. You know, you have your really good friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're good enough friends that you would like to get them a little something for the holiday.
Yeah.
But you don't want to go spending a fortune.
Right.
You know, and you don't know if they're going to get you something, nor do you expect them to, but you just maybe like to give. Or the other thing I was thinking is you get invited to a lot of holiday parties.
Yep.
And, you know, you probably should show up with a little housewarming gift if you're invited to a holiday party.
Yep.
So having these oils made up into like little roller blends and different gifts to just hand over, because you can make a lot of roller blends with one bottle of oil.
Yeah. A single bottle of oil typically a 15-ml bottle has 250 drops in it. And a lot of the rollerball recipes call for, you know, 10, 15, 20, even 30 drops. But you can see that you can go a really long ways with it. And you can, you know, we love them. You know, they smell great. They're easy to use. You give somebody a roller bottle and it's pretty straightforward on what to do with it. So I've seen some really, you know, some women go all out. They're like, they get on Pinterest and come up with these cute little packages for the holidays. Or, you know, we've had people make rice sacks and put a few drops of the oils in them and give those away as gifts. And I mean, all kinds of creative ways. And it's so affordable. I mean, the typical cost per drop for most of these more common oils is just a couple of pennies. And the roller bottles are anywhere from 20 to, you know, 35 cents typically. And so a little bit of coconut oil, it's a very inexpensive way. And your family, the people you give them to, they think you're amazing.
I know.
They're just like, wow, like, this is so
such
awesome.
A great idea.
Yeah.
I can just see like giving, like what you just said, like a little sachet for like air fresheners and things like that, that people can put in their car. Just a fun little Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's really an awesome idea for the holidays, and it's perfect. So I hope that if you're listening, you might think about that. And as you said, Joyce, they can find you at Grow Your Green
Family,
and you have a website, and on Facebook they can find you there. But talk a little bit about Grow Your Green Family. I know you're very passionate about the oils, but when you got involved in oils, that kind of just started getting you more involved in holistic living in general, because you're the one who told me to stop using dryer sheets. So thanks to you, I now have static cling. I don't, because you told me to remove the synthetic material from the dryer and let it dry, air dry, and then you don't. And you're right. That's what I do.
Awesome. So. Yeah. So, you know, I started sharing the oils probably about 4 years ago. And then I, as I was out in the community and I was talking to literally hundreds of people and sitting down with families and listening to the struggles that they were having with their health and the things that they were worried about and worried about the products they were using in their homes, all these different things. And I sort of realized over time that there was sort of this, they weren't aware, a lot of families aren't aware of the resources that we have available to us in our community. And so I really wanted to, and also just, we don't have the time. We're so busy. I know 5 years ago, I was working a full-time corporate job. I was interested in doing natural stuff, and I was trained in a lot of this. I mean, I had a history. I knew that it was important to avoid synthetic chemicals and to go with more natural options. And yet here I was with a full-time job, 3 kids, you know, working my butt off, extracurricular activities. I didn't have a lot of time to sit down and research all these things. And so I really felt called to develop something that would help families, and especially really busy women, to understand what are some easy things that we can do. I mean, I think so many times we write off things that we feel like we can't do, but we write the whole thing off. I can't exercise. Now, you can relate to this, Kim, right? It's like we're busy, we're overwhelmed, and we just blanket statement, I can't exercise, I don't have time for that. Well, that's not always true. And the same thing is true about taking care of our health. You know, I always like to ask people, if you knew that there were a few things that you could do that fit right easily in with your lifestyle that would help to protect your health for the next few decades, would you do it? Because I never like to focus on what do you feel like you can't do. If you can't do it, you can't do it. But I'd be willing to bet that there are some things that you could do that are easy for you that you could incorporate into your lifestyle. And that's what Grow Your Green Family is about. It's about helping busy women to stay busy, be awesome, do all the things you want to do, but to be able to also protect your health and take care of our bodies so that we can keep being awesome in our 40s, 50s, and 60s. Because unfortunately, what's happening is women especially are, like me, we're running. We're busting our humps, trying to be amazing for everybody. But in the meantime, we're selling ourselves short. And that only lasts for so long. And we get into our 40s and our 50s and our 60s, and our bodies are paying the price because we weren't taking care of ourselves. So that's what I want to help women to do, is to find out, okay, let's not focus on what you can't do, but let's find some things that you can so that you can protect your health, because it's too important.
Oh my gosh.
We need women in our 40s, 50s, and 60s to be healthy and to be strong.
And I just want to, on that note, that was awesome, Joyce. What a great message to the listeners. I just want to encourage you to, again, reach out to Joyce, contact her, get involved. If essential oils is something that you've been thinking about or interested in, or just learning how to live a little more holistically, to learn how to live a little more green in your home, Joyce is an expert in all of that, and would love to hear from you. And I want to say this too. So many people think that they can't afford to be healthy, that they can't afford supplements or exercise or the healthy food. And the truth is, this is the truth. For every dollar you spend on preventative care, and I would consider essential oils some type of preventative care. I absolutely would. I know, Joyce, you got to be careful that they don't want you to make any claims that it's a medicine or can cure anyone. We don't want that. But I know for a fact, based on my personal experience of you being an oil user, that it is preventative care. And for every dollar you spend on preventative care, you actually save $5 long-term in health expenses. So you're either going to be spending money, a little bit of money on preventative care, or in the long run, you're going to spend a lot of money on being unhealthy. So we have to take control of that. And Joyce, I want to thank you for being a part of I've Decided. I love your support. I love that I get to learn from you and spend time with you as a friend and as a business collaborative. Have learned so much. I thank you for that. And thank you for sharing your heart and passion with our listeners today.
Thanks for having me, Kim. I love being here, and I love I've Decided. You've got a great thing going.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, awesome. Thank you guys so much for tuning in this Sunday morning. I look forward to being with you again next Sunday.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?